guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. And she's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. I'm Ben. With me are my sisters Beth and Heather. And we are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. Little bit different kind of episode this time in the same vein, I guess, as our misheard lyrics. We are going to now have a list of our worst one-liners. Saw a look from Heather. Like, maybe she's got, like, maybe you've got a couple that are, like, maybe multiple lines.
Yeah.
Well, some of mine are really bad, and, like, they need the context. So, I mean, I'm playing more than just the one line.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's a really bad line, but it needs the context of everything else.
Yeah.
And so some of these may be funny. Some of these may not be funny. I don't know about yous. Use guys. I don't know. I think some of mine are at the very least humorous. Now, whether or not they're funny, I don't know. Some of them are cringy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons that a lyric could be bad.
Yeah.
You know, it could. And as I was researching this, some of them I didn't think were bad. Some of the ones that people thought were really bad lyrics, I was like, that's not bad. That's clever.
Yeah.
Like, one of the ones that kept popping up was School's Out. And they were talking about, and we ain't got no principles. And it was like, I can't even think of a word that rhymes. They put that down as a bad lyric. I thought, that's pretty funny, though. Mm. Like, I thought that was clever. I hope that wasn't one of y'all's. But Heather's still swole over the last episode. Look at her.
It's been 2 weeks.
Oh, goodness. If you did not listen to last episode, which was a best 80s guitarist, there was, I don't want to say controversy, because there's supposed to be controversy, but contentiousment. Is that a word?
No, I don't think
I'm
so.
Just making
no,
words.
I don't think so.
It was contentious.
2 weeks could feel like 5 minutes.
So maybe we need one where we don't argue, because in this one we are not going to rank them, and we're getting more than three. There's going to be five rounds, and we're just going to round robin bad lyrics, so we don't have to throw some of them out and then pick some other ones. We're just going to go through and have a good time with it. And so, without any further waiting, I think that Beth drew the short straw and she gets to go first. Is that true?
Is that true?
All right.
Okay. So, like you say, there can be many reasons that a line is bad. Or we consider it bad. So it could be cringy. It could be, you know, in poor taste. It could be, you know, a lot of things. I don't like when things are just flat out incorrect.
Mm.
Right? So I don't know if the best way to do this, maybe just to speak the line so you can hear it. The line is coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago, from Smooth Operator by Sade. What
did she say in there after?
Let's see.
Sounds like she's saying Western Maine.
Now that would be coast to coast.
Yeah, it would be.
Just Western Maine, though.
No,
don't go all the way up.
No,
I mean, it
you
would
have
be
to go to Eastern Maine.
Eastern Maine to but go it to would be much better than Chicago, which is
like
just
a whole
the
other
middle of the nation.
The country.
It is on a really big lake.
It is.
To be fair. There is a beach
Western
there.
Mail.
Oh, Western Mail. Okay. I thought
she's which, if you're going from L.A. to Chicago, that is only the western part of the United States. So he is a Western Mail. Mm. Maybe. Mm? But no. Coast. So maybe to the coast of Lake Superior or
I
whatever lake
it's on. I thought we were going to get a coast to coast. Ha!
What?
I thought we were going to get James Brown when you said coast to coast.
No, just.
Station to station.
Just we LA just had, to Chicago.
Then we just had LA Living in America not long ago.
Not long
we
ago. Did. Like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, so.
This seems like 4 hours ago.
Yes, it just does. It's very close. Yeah. So,
time flies.
Yeah, so I don't know what lake that's on. I'm trying to look up them. I think it's Superior.
One of the big ones, Superior, I think.
I think it is Superior. So, well, maybe not half.
And she's not.
So that's like two-thirds.
She's not American either, so maybe she hit like that big body of water and said, oh here we are.
Columbus?
Exactly.
But you don't make things up. We don't just make things up about. We don't just start randomly throwing cities out, you know, like, oh, go all the way, you know, coast to coast to Liverpool, which is like in the middle of England. It's not. You can't do that. You can't just throw darts at a board and hope for the
well,
best.
She's not from here.
But they have maps.
It doesn't take a lot of research.
Yeah. So that's that. I don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't.
Don't like it, and I don't want it.
Is it?
It. So I guess yeah. That's about all that is on that. I don't know. I just it's wrong.
Okay.
Lake Michigan.
And upset. Lake Michigan. Okay. Well, see, not even the biggest one.
Well, and you know what I don't like.
What?
I don't like to take what would normally be a pretty good love song and then spin it around and turn it into, I don't know, comedy hour.
What?
Listen to this chorus.
Okay. Find a place to park, 'cause I'd like to see you. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
I was worried that he was going to rob the sticks.
You know, I mean, we got, hey, I'd like to see you out in the moonlight, you know, kiss your way back in the sticks, walk you through a field of wildflowers. I'd like to check you for ticks.
That's so gross. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what? We find ourselves. This could be fun. Hey, we know from Arkansas what that means.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we might have some people who are not familiar. They may not have ticks around them. And so why don't you explain?
Well, lucky you.
The significance.
Okay. So ticks and chiggers.
Especially ticks.
Ticks are real bad. What they are, they're blood-sucking little parasites. And it, you would think that you would get ticks on places in your body that would be exposed to the woods. Not so. That's not the way it works. Ticks like it dark. And so they will get up all in every crevice that does not see the sun. And so if you check somebody for ticks, yes, you have to check like their hair. I've had them in my ear before.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I had a scab. And little pieces of it were just chipping off. No. Then I noticed that it got a big old... I mean, the offer from the stick, big old, got a big old thing. I noticed that there was a big squirt gush of blood. And I thought, oh, I popped the whole scab off.
Oh, yeah. My God.
No, it was just tick that was full.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
And,
so,
and then, because when I pulled it off, it had little legs on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
But you also.
How long had it been there?
That's long enough to get full.
That's not good.
And but
Lyme disease, anyone?
But yeah, really.
You have to check through people's hair. You have to check
all the crevasses. All the crevasses. The dark, moist areas.
Yeah. And so when he says, "I'd like to check you for ticks," there are places that he wants to see. And he's looking for a good excuse. So he's going to take you back in the sticks. He's going to get some chiggers and some ticks. And he's going to help you find them. Mm-hmm. Brad Paisley.
Wow. He has a knack for doing that. This kind of song. This kind of jokester. Like the I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
Kind of same thing. Vein. Yeah.
But I mean, it's almost a sweet little song.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's certainly not.
Yeah. Then it's kind of crass.
So that was my first choice.
That's
Have you not heard that?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I have, but I mean,
you look like you didn't know where it was going.
Well, it took me a second.
Yeah,
because I don't. Yeah, I figured it out. You know what I don't like? What?
Randy Rhoads.
No, Randy Rhoads is fine. I don't like you. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm over it. I've had 2 weeks to get over it. I'm fine. I don't like bad grammar.
Oh.
Ooh.
I don't like it.
For shame.
Yeah, and I don't like it when stuff is too wordy and doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, for instance, in the little ditty, the tune... Small Town by John Cougar Mellencamp. Right here. No, I cannot forget from where it is that I come from. I cannot forget from where it is that I come from.
What?
He didn't have to do that.
What does that mean?
I cannot forget from where it is that I come from.
I've never noticed it before, and I love that song.
Well, and now you will not be able to.
I've sung that line a million times, yeah. And I've never thought about it.
Cannot forget from where it is that I come from.
It reminds me of Winston Churchill has a quote, one of my favorite quotes. Ending a sentence with a preposition is one thing with which I will not put. Because you can't say, I won't put up with.
Yeah.
You know, but he says, so one thing with which I will not put.
Where's the up? Up with?
He won't end a sentence with a preposition. Up or with.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
I will not. He said, ending a sentence with a preposition is one thing with which I will not put.
Where's the up?
If you say up, then it's a preposition.
Wouldn't he say up with?
Which is also a preposition.
Up with,
you can't
I will
end
not
a
put.
Sentence with up or with. So no. He says one thing with which I will not put.
Oh, God, my brain. Winston Churchill and John Cougar Mellencamp. Stop it.
Peas in a pod.
Stop. Just stop it. All right, so anyway, that's done.
Round one complete.
That's done. All right. All right, next.
Oh, that's me.
What do you not like, Beth?
You know what I love?
Oh, what? Flipping it around. Very nice.
I love Chinese food.
Oh.
And sometimes when you love something so much, it doesn't love you back. And that's how the guys from LFO feel. If you'll listen to Summer Girls.
that summer. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's right when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear
and that's all.
Colombian fish. I take her if I had one wish.
I mean, it has nothing to do.
He's just rattling off some facts.
With anything else. Yeah, he just let me tell you about myself. But really not.
And new kids on the block.
Yeah. Yeah, it really it has nothing to do with anything. It's completely random information. It's like Tourette's of song lyrics.
And sick doesn't even really rhyme with hits.
Right.
So could we not have done a little better?
I don't know. The new kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
Seems a little out of place. Like
wait a minute.
Like unnecessary
I just
information.
It in my brain.
You did?
Yeah, but I can't
say you can't it. Say it out loud.
It rhymes with hit.
Chinese food gives me.
No, I mean, you just changed
oh,
one
makes
word.
Me, oh, yeah.
Chinese fixed it for you.
Yeah, that works. That's way better.
Yeah.
And true.
I'm a songwriter, you know.
A wordsmith.
All right, Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Okay.
The next Bob Dylan right here.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway.
It's a lot more impact, too.
I think so, too. Nick is on the blog, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me.
So that was.
I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
For the summer.
For the summer. Like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Take her if I had one wish.
I can fix that one, too.
Okay.
I can fix.
Oh, no. Do it. You got to think for a second.
Well, I mean, I got to think of what leads up to it, yeah. But I could work backwards.
Yeah.
And rhyme with Fitch.
Yeah, we can rhyme with Fitch.
So, anyway. Yeah. We're going to rewrite this sucker and just. Re-release.
And that's the group LFO.
LFO.
Which stands for?
I don't have a clue. Oh. They have another one that's really good.
Like, I know what ELO stands for.
Is LFO the one that, is that Still My Sunshine?
No. That's something else. They also, they also have one. They have a song called, I can't remember, Girl on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And that one has a really good line. Shooby doo wop and Scooby snacks. I met a fly girl and I can't relax. So these guys are really reaching deep into their souls for these lyrics.
Speaking of Scooby doo, the cartoon, are you a fan of Scooby doo with Scrappy doo or
no.
without Scrappy doo?
Without Scrappy doo. I've never seen Scooby doo.
You don't know who Scrappy doo is?
No.
Interesting.
Is it?
It is. Yeah. I would have thought the younger you are, the more likely you are to know who Scrappy Doo is.
I've never seen Scooby Doo, an episode of Scooby Doo in my life.
You've never seen an episode no. of
an
Scooby-Doo?
Episode or an episode. I've not seen one of them.
I think you would like Scooby Doo.
I know it's got a lot of like little spooky things.
Yeah, it's the whole point.
I know. But I haven't seen
it. And not have got away with it if it weren't for you darn kids. Yeah. That's at the end of every
meddling
episode.
Meddling kids.
Man.
I can't believe you've never watched an episode of the cartoon. Have you seen the movie, the live action movie?
No. I mean, come on. Okay. It's me.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot you don't watch movies. Well, it's not like a classic. I mean, it's not like you've not seen The Godfather.
No, but I really like... It's got a lot of people I really like in it. Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar. What's his name?
How do you know so Matthew much Lillard. About it?
Matthew Lillard, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of useless information.
But you've not
about
seen
pop
it.
Culture. Correct.
Now, which one of those is the guy that's in Barbie? He played what's the guy's name?
Barbie?
He was in. Who played Ken?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, wasn't he in...
No.
Well, I've never seen the movie, but... It's not a classic.
Yeah, I mean, he was that guy. He was in that movie.
Who played what's his name?
Shaggy?
No.
Fred?
Fred. Who played Fred?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is weird to see him with blonde hair. I've seen pictures of. I know what the people look like.
Does he kind of look like Ryan Gosling when he has blonde hair?
No.
No.
Okay. But the guy that played Shaggy was in Scream.
Correct.
Yeah.
And was also in the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get back on track here. So I can understand you being too sexy for somebody that you're in a relationship with. I've never been too sexy for somebody that I'm in a, but I can understand. Being too sexy for your shirt. That's a little bit more difficult. Too sexy for Milan. Interesting. Being too sexy for your car. But how in the world are you too sexy for the catwalk?
This. I'm too sexy for my cat. My cat, Paul Pussy. Paul Pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
I don't know which line is worse. Which line is worse? Can we listen to that again? Which line is worse? What's the worst line that you hear?
I know it. Which one?
Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my
maybe
cat.
Maybe this one.
Paul Pussy. Paul Pussy cat.
It's that one.
I'm too sexy for my love.
There it is.
All my love, love's going to leave me.
Yeah. Right Said Fred.
Mm-hmm.
With a classic.
He's too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's another thing I don't like is when you have two classic cities mispronounce a word.
Milan.
So that it matches. Little rhyme.
It's like two cities, Milan, New York, and then all of Japan.
Yeah.
The whole country.
I think that's disrespectful to all of those places. But also, okay, Milan, New York, fashion.
Yeah.
I get it. Japan?
Yeah.
Is Japan?
Tokyo.
Well, yeah, because they have the different style. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Where the girls wear the really... Yeah. I will butcher the word.
I don't want to butcher that, but...
But, yeah. Okay, I guess, yeah. If I were Japan,
I think it just... He just needed something to rhyme. He should have asked me.
He should have.
I could have come up with something. Look at
where
his
have you been all his life?
What?
What is it?
No.
What'd you find out?
Did they write? Look what you made me do.
For Taylor Swift.
They got nominated.
Really?
They were nominated. And won for Look What You Made Me Do, award-winning song, BMI London Awards.
Okay.
Well, she didn't write that herself. That's interesting.
But if you listen to the rhyme structure.
She sampled something,
if she sampled it or if she.
It was in. She gets a co-writing credit for it, but. Fred Fairbrass and Richard Fairbrass, which is Right Said Fred.
Yep.
Also are on the songwriting credits.
Because if you... I'm too sexy for my...
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
Maybe it's because it's very similar. So maybe she wrote the lyrics, but she took the...
Like structure, that rhyme scheme thing. The rhythm.
Isn't that crazy?
Because of all the people that if I would ever have said... Hey, Taylor Swift didn't write this one song of hers. Who do you think wrote it?
And
tell you what would not be on the bingo card.
There's a song called Way Too Sexy by Drake and featuring Future and Young Thug. And it also won in 2022 for winning award-winning song, whatever that means. And they wrote that.
Oh,
they,
it means they, it won an they award.
Have, they have. Well, I mean, it doesn't say. It just says category. Award. Award-winning song. That's the category.
That's weird.
So he has written for Taylor Swift. They, I guess, they're a duo. Have written award-winning songs for Taylor Swift and Drake.
I wouldn't say they've written award-winning songs. I would say that Taylor Swift and Drake have sampled or...
And now send them big checks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can you imagine 30 years after you wrote but that no, really it's, stupid
it's,
song?
It's listing them as songwriters.
You have to give them credit. So, like, the same way that Miley Cyrus had to give Bruno Mars a credit, but he didn't actually help write Flowers, but she took from it. It's
or like Stevie Nicks when she wrote Stand Back to basically Little Red Corvette.
Yeah.
She gave Prince a writing credit.
Mm. Okay.
But still.
So they don't get sued.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
There you go.
That's very interesting.
Heather.
You know what I love?
What do you love?
Duran Duran.
No, I was going to say tater tot casserole.
I that too. That's random. I mean, it's true. I do.
You didn't give me time to answer.
Sorry.
You're like, you know what? I love Duran Duran. I was like, you did not provide wait time.
There are lots of other things I love that I would probably rank above. Anyway. All right. I love Duran Duran. I had, I don't know. At one time, at one time or another, I've probably owned every album. But Hungry Like the Wolf.
I was hoping this would be the song.
I don't get it. Maybe you can help me make sense of it. I smell like I sound. I'm lost in a crowd. I mean, what?
In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
What does smell like a sound mean?
Maybe he's at a festival. You ever been to one and you do start to smell?
Like you sound?
Yeah. Loud. You can smell loud. But and you get hungry there because it's too expensive to eat.
He's talking about like he's like a wolf.
Yeah.
So smell wouldn't like it be his sound. Sense of smell that he's talking about?
Smell like I sound.
Because wolves smell really well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I smell like I sound.
Smell like I sound. Like no, it's not smell like I hear.
I don't understand it.
I smell like I saw. So, okay.
Smell like, I don't even
wolves,
know.
Wolves don't sound like much. They're known for being very quiet.
Right.
So maybe he doesn't smell much at all. So he's saying, I really like you. Look, I don't smell. I don't smell good, but I don't smell bad.
Lost in a crowd.
I just don't smell.
Lost in a crowd. I mean, you wouldn't stick out and you could get lost in a crowd.
And so you can't smell him.
But, okay, now it's starting to get a little creepy,
and
a little
you
sneaky.
Can't, and you can't.
But he's hungry like the wolf.
Ooh. Mm-mm. Sense of taste works.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't make sense of it.
I don't understand it. Don't understand it.
Okay, Simon. Simon Le Bon.
Who's Simon?
Simon Le Bon.
What's that?
He's the singer of Duran Duran.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know what it
means.
So
we're to believe that Simon is smellless.
Well, or he's really loud. It doesn't say which is which. He smells like I sound.
He has no smell or he smells bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And he's hungry. Like the wolf.
Those things seem unrelated. Your smell and how hungry you are.
And your sound. Like, it's not even smell like you hear. It's smell like you sound.
I don't know that we're going to figure this out.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of the great mysteries of
mystery.
Life.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what else is a mystery? I don't understand sometimes the choices that the Red Hot Chili Peppers make.
Ooh. Like the socks?
Yeah. I also don't know why he chose...
And they wear them in weird places.
They do. Places that a sock is not supposed to go. That's not what... And socks come in pairs. So well, I'm confused. So
we don't want to know what happened to the other
one. Wear them on one appendage. But anyway, the line, ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, dong, ding, dang, is confusing to me. I don't get it.
It's like Anthony, we're running out of studio time.
He's like, I got this.
I don't know, just leave it. Don't worry about it. Just put this in place till we find something else.
Yeah. And I don't have much on that. That's just it was.
Could you imagine being the guy that has to write lyrics from the liner notes? Just tapping.
Somebody call him and check.
Doing, yeah, ding, really? Dang. Send.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know how.
You gotta love the confidence. He says it with such confidence.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in the video, he's like doing all his weird like hand stuff, and then he's in a light up gem, like a diamond or whatever, spinning, doing that ding, ding, dong, dong. And it's so weird. It's so very weird. And a lot of the things, like, you know, I don't know. Like, they have cool videos, Red Hot Chili Peppers. This one was strange. And then add on to this lyric where you're just spinning, singing this. It was not their best work. They should keep talking about
California. And interestingly, it's not their worst work.
What but, do you think is their worst?
They've got some interesting, I would almost call experimental work.
Mm. Yeah.
That I'm not sure.
Is it
landed?
Is it Give It Away?
Yeah.
I like Give It Away. Give It Away, okay. Give It Away, no, Give It Away, Give It Away now.
There's like, one where he's just, there's more gibberish.
Oh, there's, yeah. They somewhere. Use, they enjoy the gibberish.
Yeah.
They embrace the gibber.
The jibber jabber.
Jibber jabber.
But anyway, there's not much to say about ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, dong, ding, dang. But
no.
I just wanted to present it to you. So, next.
So, here's an interesting thing. Like, I like a good activist song.
Yep.
You know, good activism. Let's fix the world. Mm-hmm. Or just to say our displeasure with the way things are. But it's weird what will push some people over the edge. Billy Joel, for example.
What?
Listen to this verse. Nixon back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS, crack, Bernie gets, hypodermics on the shore, China's under martial law, rock and roller, cola wars, I can't take it anymore. So, we've got Ho Chi Minh, Watergate, Palestinian issue, airline terrorist, Ayatollahs in Iran, fighting Russia in Afghanistan, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS, crack, added a subway killer. But it's cola wars,
yep,
that pushes him over the edge.
It'd be like that sometimes, though.
I mean, have you ever been sitting there, you go,
oh, it's Coke and Pepsi. I can't take it anymore.
Have you ever been there when you're like, I'll have a Coke, and they're like, is Pepsi okay?
No, it's not. It's really
not okay.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was a weird one to be the thing. I can't take it anymore. These Coke wars, I can't do it. Like AIDS, okay. But not Coke wars.
Can't I don't know, do
it. You remember, you weren't alive there? You weren't alive for New Coke, were you?
No.
Oh.
No, it was didn't last long.
Didn't last long at all.
You tried that spicy Coke? Spiced. Mm. It's like spiced Coke. I think it's gross.
No.
It's very gross. I mean, there are times when it's just the one silly little thing. And people are like, why'd you freak out about that? I freaked out about that because the mountain of things below it. And it was just this one thing that I couldn't handle this minor inconvenience.
Proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what's, I mean.
It'd be like that.
Maybe.
He's also from New York, right?
I think that's true.
And those people are generally irritable.
Yeah, oh, we don't stereotype on the Music List podcast.
Yes, Ben. We do.
But I do think Billy Joel is wound pretty tight.
Okay. Oh, is it my turn?
It is. Yep.
Okay. You know what interests me?
What?
Tater tot casserole? No. I mean, I'm interested in origins of words and phrases.
Genesis of things.
Okay. Sure. Well.
Beginnings.
What is that meaning?
I mean.
Births.
And I don't know. I mean. Life is no Nintendo game. But you lied again.
Unless we're in a simulation.
Mm-hmm. Is it again?
Now, you have to when you say game.
Say game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the phrase is, now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Oh, it's Eminem. Oh.
Let's hear it.
Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Just gone. And if Eminem says that's why they call it window pane,
then that's why they call it window pane.
Yeah.
And he's so cool.
Yeah. I know, but that's real. I mean,
that is really stretching.
Like I remember the first time I heard this song, you know, and it starts off with that. Her little, her little interludes are beautiful there, mm-hmm. And you know, and of course he can just. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah,
he's so good, and you're just, you know. It's heavy subject matter. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my goodness. And it's really intense. And you're thinking, you're just going along with the song and you're totally immersed in it. And then it's just like, record scratch. Like, what? What?
Yeah. Because
that's stupid.
Yeah. And because when it comes to Eminem, I want to be like, everything you do, I'm co-signing.
Mm-hmm.
So then the first time I heard this, I was like, okay, it's cool because it's cool. I tried to make excuses for it or be like, yeah, that's fine.
It's not.
And then it was weird. It was not cool. It was kind of cringe. And Eminem doesn't do cringe.
Mm-mm. But he did this time.
He kind of did.
Yeah, he doesn't do corny.
No.
I mean, did anybody listen back to that before they said,
but who's going to tell Eminem no? He's going to put a diss track on you.
Yeah. Well, but how did he not think? Did he?
Right.
Did he think? Oh, this is it.
This is cool.
A good one. This is clever.
Like, does like nobody love you enough to tell you, hey, Marshall?
I don't know.
Obviously not.
Well, I can tell you
because here we are.
He needed to have another producer, but he forgot about Dre.
Well,
oh,
I bet Kim would have told him. Stupid.
Yeah.
Once.
No, based on the songs he wrote about Kim, I'd be like, yes, that is the best you have ever written. I would be like all on him about that. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway. That's why they call it window pane. In case you were wondering.
Well, you know what I don't like?
What?
people misspelling things.
Oh. Mm.
In this day and age, there's no excuse, especially when you're writing something, because you got spell check. And I really don't like it when you can spell more difficult words, but you can't spell the simple ones. Such as you can spell delicious, but you can't spell tasty. And that's where we are with Will I Am and Fergie on the classic Fergalicious. And he does it more than once.
Hit it, Fergie.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me.
Well,
down, looking at my.
So, in case you missed it, tasty is not spelled T-A-S-T-E-Y. But they did it a lot. And then there's a whole other section at the back where they do it again. And so So like Eminem, they don't have anybody around them to say, hey guys. And now how did nobody?
Mark that
nobody
time.
Nobody on that whole trip.
Mark that time. Little edit necessary.
Nobody on the whole team said, hey, I don't think that's how you spell that. So they could just at least Google it or something or figure out a way. Because I guess they did it because they needed another
beat.
Syllable.
Yeah.
But you just can spell something else.
They should have done it like tasty freeze with two E's.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been something?
I'm trying to figure it out. To the STY freeze, girl, you tasty.
You could do that.
Yeah.
We're just out here fixing all these things. But anyway, they spelled tasty wrong, and it's bothered me forever, since it was released.
Yeah, that's bad.
But I do like to sing it. Because at the end, when he goes, Benjamin. Man.
You're next.
You know what I love? What? A great segue.
All right.
I guess it's a segue. I've got another Black Eyed Peas song.
Oh, okay.
I'll just let the music speak for itself.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump.
This is the one.
My lovely little lump. Check it out. I drive these fuckers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really.
I don't know what to think about that.
What are you mean? Confused about?
Yeah. What's tripping you up?
Oh, I think I know what it means.
Okay. Well, there's lump, and then there's lumps.
Well, there's hump, and hump, then there's lump, lovely little lumps.
Okay, these are two things.
I know.
In the back and in the front, she said.
I know. I'm aware.
So I'm still confused as to what is the problem.
I just don't think they're good lines. I'm just leaving it there.
Have you seen that cross-stitch pattern with the camels on it for Christmas? It's like, my hump, my hump. It's like the wise men.
No, I've not seen
on
that.
On their
totally.
Camels. I mean, that's it?
You just don't like it?
Let me read the lyrics.
Okay, well, please do.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
Hump singular or?
My hump.
Okay.
My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump.
Yeah.
My hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely little lumps.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out. Mm-hmm.
You just used a plural.
She's saying, check it out. And then she goes into how the hump and
should
the
I
humps.
Read these again? How many of my humps are in a row?
Well, I do wonder which one when she keeps saying my hump singular. Like, mm-hmm. what is she talking about?
The back.
Isn't that two humps, too?
I think the lumps, though, are the front.
Yeah.
That's always been my understanding of the song.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. Well, okay. It's just one hump in the back.
I guess depending on what jeans you wear.
Hump in the back, lumps in the front.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, really, that whole song, we could.
There's a lot.
There's a lot to go. There's a lot to. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to unpack there.
Check it out.
Yep. I don't know what to tell you. I thought it was a bad line.
Yeah. I'm looking through the lyrics right now.
I mean,
yes. So the hump is the back.
Oh, okay.
Because what you gonna do with all that inside them jeans? Remember that part?
Mm-hmm.
Because of my hump. Okay. That's how she answers that.
Okay.
The whole
oh,
thing,
man,
the
I
whole,
forgot. Then there's yeah. the whole part about the Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I almost did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny, dude.
It's.
Yeah, trying to feel my hump. Wait, but then it says looking at my lump. So now I'm
confused.
And
then confused. Then you get to, what you going to do with all that inside them jeans?
Yeah.
Right.
And then
make you scream, make you scream.
Make your,
and then you're gonna,
mix your you milk do? With my Cocoa Puff.
And then what you going to do with all that breast?
Yeah, inside that shirt.
Inside
I'm
going to
make you work.
So it's like they just ditch the metaphors.
Yeah.
Why and just get right to business. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they figured. If it wasn't clear by the time we got to the end of the song,
mm-hmm.
we're just going to make it obvious.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say that I'm about to elevate this conversation.
Ooh.
But I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not. And
we're going to get smarty pants over
I mean,
here.
You know, we like a good euphemism, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there are lots of euphemisms for this activity.
Uh-oh.
What are some euphemisms for the activity you're speaking of?
Making whoopee.
Knocking
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. Knocking boots.
Okay. Okay.
Bumping up.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are some.
But Blackstone Cherry decided to call it the boom boom.
Oh.
So... here we go. Where? Of course.
No. Yeah.
No, this is the best part, though. In someone else's room, broom.
You better get in your car and get to vroom, vroom.
I mean, sweep up before you leave with your broom. I mean, it's... Or you might meet your doom. I mean, we're just fixing this song all the way. I mean,
that's like one of those Facebook posts. Keep it going.
You can. You can make. It's so bad. It's so cheesy. You can make her a nightgown with your with your loom loom.
Not the loom loom. Oh.
If she dies, ooh, you can bury her.
You can say bye to her virtually on the Zoom.
If you get her pregnant, the baby will be in her womb.
Stop, I can't breathe. And if, I can't breathe.
If she's got a bad boyfriend, you could be in a tomb tomb.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it's the gift that keeps
on giving. It really does. And I mean, and we're not even talking about what precedes it. Like, you're so sweet from your head to your feet. What rhymes with sweet? So, yeah. That's... So, blame it on the boom boom. Mm.
But who?
I mean, the boom boom's powerful.
But this band, not really known for the depth of.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The first time I heard this song, thought it was Nickelback. I really did. I really did. But anyway, yeah.
Mm. All right. There you go.
Last round.
All right.
Make it a good one.
Okay. You know what I don't like?
Oh, what you don't like?
Cultural appropriation.
You've been watching breakdancing at the Olympics. So,
yeah. Man, that. Ooh. Some of those countries just need to say, you know what? We just don't have anyone to send. But anyway. So, Train. There are a lot.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Do you?
I do.
I thought I did, too.
There are a lot of. No. Actually, it's not that. That's another good one. So, and you know what? Maybe it's not appropriation because I don't know Pat Monahan's religion. You know, I don't know if he might be Jewish, but by and large,
I would
guess that he's not. Well, so his concern with major Jewish holidays.
Okay.
Ooh. It's not. No, chill. I would not be going. Listen, I got some sense. But anyway, so there's this song, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. And basically the song is his girlfriend left him. And if my friends ask where you are, I'm going to say you died in a plane crash. You did all that. So there are 50 ways apparently to say she's dead. I don't know. We're not together anymore. And then he says, one day I'm going to find a love. She'll think I'm Superman, not super minivan, which is dumb enough, which maybe does that mean lame? Because minivans are lame. Why would you leave on Yom Kippur? That's what he says. You can hear it.
She'll think I'm Superman, not super minivan. How could you leave on Yom Kippur?
How could you?
Cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm going to say. She was
It's a catchy little thing. But he says, how could you leave on Yom Kippur? Like, that means something to him.
That's the holiest day of the year.
To someone who's Jewish. But, okay, based on his name, I would assume he is Irish, which they are most largely Catholic, and would not care one bit about this holiday. Mm. So, and it doesn't even rhyme. So I can't figure out why he would have used it. What does he care?
Maybe he's half Jewish.
Like Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean.
We just need to ask Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
He knows all of them.
I'm going to stop it.
All the celebrities.
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up.
because it's really weird to me. And it's just, it's weird on two levels. She'll think I'm Superman, not Super Minivan.
That's a bad line.
That's a bad line. And then Irish how descent. Could you? Uh-huh.
He's
okay.
the youngest
I was right
of seven
about that.
Children. Mm. Doesn't
mention that he's... Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're of
Maybe
Irish descent...
Maybe he converted.
Yeah. How could... The it's like, how dare you? The audacity of you to leave on Yom Kippur.
I mean...
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't it's just so random. But anyway...
I thought there was going to be like a big, like reveal.
What?
That, you know.
That maybe he was Jewish?
Mm-hmm.
That would help.
He does not appear to be.
I didn't think he would have been. I was right the whole time. See, all my assumptions and my stereotypes from his name were right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
But whoever this girl is.
How could she?
How could you? How could freaking could you leave on Yom Kippur? You horrible woman.
Dastardly. Dastardly deeds.
Yeah. Is that like one of those, like you're not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath? You can't break up on Yom Kippur?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Well... You know what else I don't like? Since we're talking about things I don't like.
What do you not like?
I don't like it when people say, I'm going to give you a set of steps. I'm going to give you, I need you to follow this mm-hmm. chronological order of events. But then they're not really steps.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
You're
like a dream come true. Not a step. Just wanna be with you. Not a step. Girl, it's plain to see then you're the only one. Not a step.
Repeat steps okay. 1 through 3.
That's sort of a step.
Make you fall in love
okay.
with
so
me.
If ever let's break this down. Let's break this down. So
yeah.
Brian McKnight has a 5-step plan,
mm-hmm.
of which 3 are not steps. And 4 is to repeat the first 3 steps that aren't really steps. So let's talk about this. Step 1, you're like a dream come true. The hell are you supposed to do? That's not a step.
It's important though, because that's where
that
you
is
start
a thing.
Back.
That is a state of being.
Maybe,
that's not a step.
Maybe it's like acceptance, you know, or like
nope.
admitting.
Nope. You are like a dream come true. That's not a step. There's nothing you can do. It's something to just want to be with you. Not a step. 3. Girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. That is not a step. And then what's worse is step 4, you have to repeat the steps that are not steps. And then 5, make you fall in love with me. That's a step. That's a thing that you do. This has frustrated the heck out of me.
But you're just
going to
keep repeating steps 1 through 3.
This song, I'm going to tell you, this song has been making me angry since 1999.
They're not. Well.
They're steps. Repeat steps 1 through. Okay, I'm reading you the lyrics.
I understand. I understand. I hear you. But let's just take it a step back. Because it says.
More steps.
If all things in time, time will reveal. So it's time revealing 1. You're like a dream come true. 2, mm-mm. just want to be with you. 3, it's plain to see you're the one for me. And then 4, the repeat steps, I'll give you that. It doesn't make sense.
They're not steps.
I understand that. But if you read it, if you're going from the verse to the chorus, it does make sense.
No.
Yes, no, but then by the time you get to 4, when you say repeat mm-mm. steps 1 through 3, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right.
So they could have changed the fourth revelation. Because the three are revelations.
Right, but they're not steps.
I hear you.
My problem is that he's calling them steps.
I'm trying to... he's only calling... well, yeah.
He says they're steps. Repeat steps.
I'm
one
trying
through
to
three.
Help Brian McKnight because I
don't
love
do
this
that.
Song.
Don't help ignorance. don't enable. Don't enable. Don't enable people. In the first word, the first line, the first two words in the song, it's undeniable. Mm-hmm. I deny this song. I deny that these are steps. I'm serious. This song has irked me since 1999.
Oh, I love this.
And I have finally,
it's like
I finally
25 years.
Have an avenue to express my this is closure for me.
Good. Oh, okay. Good. So this is therapy here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, cathartic. Mm-hmm. It's closure. I feel better. I feel good. Oh my, it's like a weight has been lifted.
Oh,
I'm so glad we had this episode.
I'm going to piss you off with something new then. Okay, so this song, there are a lot of things wrong with this song, including the chorus that she sings over and over. But what?
Oh, I may be wrong. I'm guessing.
Oh, it's like, no, that's not it. So she says, you talk to me. Your eyes touch me physically.
That's not okay. Don't do that.
What is she
doing?
That's
not sanitary.
You talk to me. Your eyes touch me physically.
Okay, so we'll keep on.
Stay with me. Take the night.
Passion. Oh, right here.
Who's the hunter?
Missed that note.
I feel the beat. Call your name. I'll hold you close. Victory. I don't want to tame your animal style. You won't be caged from the cold.
This chorus is horrible. Yeah, so this is just offensive on many levels, but your eyes touch me physically?
Optometrists everywhere would probably just...
I mean, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to, like... I mean, how does that even work?
Is that like Eskimo kisses, but with your eyeballs?
That's what it sounds like.
That's gross.
Your eyes touch me physically. I mean...
I don't like that.
Like getting all your like eye juice on people and...
Mm-mm. That's how
doesn't
you
sound
get
healthy.
Pink eye.
Doesn't sound healthy.
Pink eye. Oh, my God. That escalated quickly. Oh. We're not just going for just, like, regular irritation. We're going for infection on pink eye. I mean, this has bothered me because, like, I love a good visual. Mm-hmm. And this does not provide a good visual. How do your eyes touch me physically? Do you take them out and like Beetlejuice? I mean, I don't know. But this is my most hated lyric of all time, I think.
It's really bad.
I'm trying to think of a way to make that make sense. It's like people that use literally incorrectly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally died. No, I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think how your eyes could touch someone physically. Mm.
I mean, there's only one way to do that.
In a normal sense.
Oh, no.
You know, no like... normal way to do that. In a way that makes some kind of logical sense within the context of the song. I don't see it.
Mm-mm. Maybe it's like, you know, some people really like feet.
Wait, I don't understand.
Maybe some people have a thing for eyeballs. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. People are out here just doing stuff.
There's doing stuff.
Doing that stuff. That's an inside joke.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta explain it.
No, I don't think all the parties have died yet.
No.
We gotta wait for more people to die first. It's like the Kennedy Warren Commission papers. Yeah, we just got to keep waiting for people to everybody to die before we release all the information.
Yep.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
We'll check on that.
Oh man!
But we have gotten through all five rounds. I'm out of songs for now, and hopefully the fans out there will. Will want us to do this again next year. Maybe it can become a yearly episode like the Misheard Lyrics.
Listen, if we can get a Rot Said Fred Taylor Swift collab.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's hope to keep this going for a good long time.
So we want to thank everybody for listening to the Music List podcast. Remember to like and subscribe on your podcast listening platform. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.